Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. Divorce is never easy. And when children are in the picture, it can be extra tricky, especially when communicating with your ex is a challenge. Now there's an app with you and your kids in mind. It's called FAIR, F-A-Y-R. FAIR is the easiest, most intuitive, and conflict-diffusing co-parenting app on the market. FAIR helps eliminate misunderstandings while also improving communication between co-parents. In the long run, creating a loving environment for your kids. Here's a couple things I love about the FAIR app: a documentable text messaging program, an expense tracker so both parents can add and monitor expenses, track receipts, and add notes, a GPS check-in that's court verifiable to document your presence at all GPS verified locations. And there's even a Spanish version of the app as well. FAIR allows you to experience co-parenting in a totally new way: simply, inexpensively, transparently, and fairly. Lose the he said, she said, and be the best parent you can be. Be FAIR. Go to FAIR.com for more details. Good morning. Hi, guys. Happy Friday. It's Doing Divorce Right. It's the Just Jen solo episode for this week, and I'm super excited about it because this is a topic that I know y'all want to talk about. And how do I know? Because I've gotten so many emails and messages about this spooky topic. And you know what? We've been talking about it for so long, about ghosting. And although it's not Halloween time yet, and I don't even know if we're doing Halloween because of this COVID crap, but we're going to talk about this anyway this Friday, this happy Friday. We're going to talk about ghosting and how inappropriate it is. And I've been doing this dating coaching thing for a while, and every one of my clients says the same thing. Why the hell do people ghost me? Why do I get ghosted? Why does the guy never call me back? Why does he go dark? Why do I never hear from him? Why is this girl never calling me? Blah, 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 DDD, da, da, da. Yeah, I know. Well, let me tell you a story. I'm going to start with the story because I want you to know that everybody gets ghosted. It's inappropriate. It's awful. It's cowardly. It's just the worst thing on the planet. But even the best of us, the worst of us, all of us get ghosted. I have a story to start with that you guys are going to die. I actually wrote a blog way back in the day on the Truth Hurwitz when I first started dating 5 years ago. It was called Turkey Jerky. And it was one of my worst ghosting experiences of all time. I dated this guy. I call him Turkey Jerky because he actually was a turkey caller. I shit you not, that's what he did. He was a turkey caller. He lived in Albemarle. I don't even know where that is. It's in North Carolina somewhere. And I just thought he was just the darndest thing. He was just the cutest thing in the entire planet. And I really was into him. We dated for a while, probably a good month. I think that's a long time when you first start dating. I mean, I had a toothbrush at his place. I thought he was pretty dang cute. And, you know, we hung out a lot, like every single night almost. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm sharing this. And about a month and a half in, he asked me to go away with him for the weekend to Pinehurst, which is like this really fancy schmancy place. And he was going to pick me up, and I packed my bag and I got all ready, and I sat there waiting for him to pick me up at my house. And he never showed. Not only did he not show, he never texted, he never called, he never showed. And I just sat there like wondering, like, was he dead? Like, did he get in an accident? I actually called hospitals, texted people I knew that knew him. Like, where is he? Is he okay? I mean, the things that were going through my mind, because I actually thought that this wasn't just that your normal like poof by ghosting. This was like a crazy, like month and a half into dating, vanishing of this person. Now, I just think that's just not okay. And I'm sure all of you are like, your mouths are like hitting the floor because it's not okay to do that to someone. I was devastated, and I was not only devastated, but at first I was angry, but I was worried. I was worried that something had happened to him. I texted, and then I realized like, okay, maybe this guy is married. Like maybe his, you know, his wife found out, maybe she found texts, maybe he lived a double life. Like the things that were going through my head were way crazy, right? But to this day, this was 5 years ago, I think it was 3 years had gone by and I never heard from him. Then all of a sudden, three and a half years later, I got a text from him. I got a freaking text from this guy. Hey, Jen, it's so-and-so. What's going on? And I was like, the balls of this person to reach out to me after 3 years. I was just like, and you understand what I texted back. You can only imagine. Just two words. My two favorite words on the planet. A big old fuck you. That's what I texted back. And that was it. You know, like, what does he expect after that? You know, I mean, I'm glad you're alive. Thanks for sharing. Anyway, but that's my story. And I just want to share my ghosting story, the turkey jerky for you, because what in the actual fuck? I mean, who does that to someone? It's horrible. And it's actually like, I don't know what happened to him. I don't care what happened to him. But the point is, you just can't do that. So my thing today, my Just Jen episode, solo episode today is called Ghosting, Why We Do It, and what you can do instead. Like, if you don't want to date a person, if you go out with them a couple times or one time and you don't like them or they're not your jam, have the chutzpah, in Yiddish, the chutzpah, have the balls, the cojones, to just say, look, you're not my person. This isn't going to happen again. You know what? And it's a tough conversation to have, but if you're mature enough to be dating, if you're old enough in the scheme of things to be asking a person out on a date, then you're old enough to have a tough conversation. And it's not that tough. Yes, it hurts to say to someone, you know, you're going to reject them, or you know that it's a tough conversation, but it's for them, for their peace of mind. It's important to say to them, look, here's the closure you need to move on, because otherwise they're sitting there wondering what's wrong with them. Or maybe they're not wondering. Maybe they just think you're a big loser for doing that to them. So, like, number one, here's the number one reason why I think people ghost other people. Number one, you're just not into them, right? You're just not into the person. You go out a couple times, maybe it's once, maybe it's four times. Maybe you realize they're not your person and you're not feeling it, right? How about this? How about instead of ghosting them and just dropping off the face of the earth and letting this person wonder what happened to you? How about you say to them, hey, you know what, so-and-so? I'll use Jim. I'll use my boyfriend, Jim. You know what, Jim? I'm just not feeling it. You know what? I'm not into you. I'm so sorry. I went out with you a couple times and unfortunately I'm not feeling what I thought I was going to feel. And I just don't think it's fair to either of us to keep going. Is it that hard to say that? Is it really that hard? Like, think about it. Is it really, try saying it with me. In fact, say it with me. It's just say it out loud with me right now. I'm not feeling what I thought I was going to feel. So I got to move on. That's not bad. That's not hard. You know what? Yes, it's going to hurt the person's feelings, because maybe they really like you. And I hope they do, because you're a fantastic person, but it's going to hurt that person more if you just drop off the face of the earth and never speak to them again, because they're wondering why. So don't do that to them. That's not okay. Number two, you're all of a sudden swamped. All of a sudden swamped. You're busy with your life. Shit's got really crazy. Work is nuts. You feel overwhelmed and you just don't feel like texting this person back anymore. You're like, fuck it. I'm not texting him back. I don't care. Okay. Really? Like, is that person not, you don't have enough respect for that person that you've been dating a couple times, or you went out with six times or once or seven times, or what? They're not important enough to you. You liked them enough to go out with them a couple times to fit them into your busy schedule, big person. Makes me so mad. Like, you don't have enough time to just pick up the phone. It takes 2 seconds to text. It takes 2 seconds to make a text that says, I am so sorry, Jim, but I got super swamped at work, or my life is super busy right now and I just don't have time to date. I really like you, or, you know, you're a good person, but I just feel like it's not fair to you to get started with this. So I got to finish it now and take care. That takes 13 seconds. Look, you can test it right now. You know what? Sienna, clock that, my VA. It takes 13 seconds to send that text to someone. Have some respect for people. Don't be such an egocentric douche. Send that text to that person, whether it's a guy or a girl, and say, I am swamped and I can't do this. Don't ghost them. That's not fair. You liked them. You took time to spend time with them for your busy damn schedule. Now stop that. Send a text back or send something or call them even that says, you know what? I am so sorry. I am so busy. I just can't do this anymore. Boom. Done. You're done. That's it. Ghosting is for, excuse my language, for pussies. Stop ghosting people. Number three, you're out, you're about, you're doing your thing. You decide to go, but you're a match still. You haven't made a commitment to each other and you found someone else. You found your Prince Charming, you found your Snow White, your Cinderella, and the person is no longer, you're not interested. Now, this is a tough one because this is all about rejection. And this one, this is the easiest thing to do, is to ghost someone under these circumstances. This is when you say, you know what? I don't care. This person isn't important to me in the scheme of things. I dated her 3 times. I don't owe her anything. I don't owe him anything. I don't owe him an explanation. We're not together. You know, this is when it's real easy to ghost someone. I get this all the time with my clients. They're like, I don't have to text her back. I don't owe her anything. I don't have to tell her how I feel. I found someone else. I like this new person. I don't know. Yes, you do. This person is a human. This person that you're about to ghost has a heart and a soul, and this person may really like you. Now, what if this person was your son or your daughter? What if this person was your son or your daughter going on a date and you expect that, what if this happened to your kid? Would you like that? This happened to your son or daughter? No, you big dummy, no. Don't ghost this person. Have enough chutzpah to say, guess what, Jim? I am so sorry. I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings, but if it does, I don't know what to say, but I have to be real and keep it real and be honest with you. You know what? Dating's about, you know, meeting other people and dating. We weren't exclusive. And, you know, unfortunately for me, unfortunately for you, I met someone else and I really clicked with this person. And I'm sorry, but you're not the one and this person is. And I hope you can wish me luck. And I just wanted to be honest with you. So that's it. And that's a really tough conversation to have. But you, if you're old enough and mature enough to be dating, you are mature enough to have that conversation. And while it's uncomfortable and you might get some backlash and it may be yucky, you must do it because ghosting is worse. No more ghosting. That's it. Number four, you're flat out freaked. You freaked out. You've gone out with this person 8 times and you just are freaked out for whatever reason. You're just done. Whatever. He picked his teeth at the table. He farted on you when you were whatever. I don't know. He freaked you out. She freaked you out. She started talking about Trump. I don't know. Whatever it was. You got freaked out. You're done. There was a turnoff. Something happened. The way she chewed, the way she smelled. I don't give a rat's patootie. It doesn't matter. You still can't ghost her. You still can't ghost him. You have to say, hey, you know what? I'm so sorry, Jim. We're not as compatible as I thought we were. Up until now, I thought maybe you were this could go further. I gave it a shot, but I got to be honest with you. It's just not working out the way I thought it was going to. The plans have switched and my feelings have changed. I don't care. Have the tough conversations to say, it's not working for me anymore. Is it that hard? Maybe it is, I think, but I got news for you. If that turkey jerky guy would have called me and he would have had enough balls when I was sitting there waiting to go to Pinehurst for the weekend, if he would have called me or texted me and said, Jen, you know what? I really just can't do this anymore for X, Y, and Z reasons, I would have had more respect for him as a person than I do right now. 7 years later, I still think he is the biggest piece of shit for what he did to me that weekend because I sat there wondering what I did wrong that made him ghost me. And you know what? I was insecure back then, but now I know that if someone ghosted me today, it's not about me, it's about them. And it's about what they can't do as a human. They don't have enough self-respect and chutzpah to not ghost me. Does that make sense? It's not about me, it's about them. It's a you problem if you're ghosting someone. That is a you problem. You need to stop that shit and start being accountable for your feelings so that the other person can move on with their life. It's a gift, right? It's a gift you're giving someone by saying, you know what? This is how I feel so that you can move on. Because I sat there that weekend thinking, first I thought the guy was dead or in a car accident because I really thought he liked me. I really did. I really thought that person was into me and we had a great relationship and we were moving on. And it was, I did. I really thought, oh my God, this is a great guy. So then after I sat there for a while and realized, oh my God, he ghosted me. Everything started going through my head, like the last month of our relationship. Well, what was that? Right? You start second guessing everything you're doing. Did I do something wrong? Was it because I was Jewish? Was it because I was too loud? Was it because I have kids? Did I say something wrong? I mean, it is just a horrible, horrible thing to do to a person. So this episode, Just Jen, ghosting, why we do it, and what you can do instead. I feel like it was a good one, and it's been going on for 15 minutes now, so I'm going to let you guys go because I promised I'd keep these short and sweet. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't ghost anybody. Have enough balls to tell them what's going on in your life. And I guarantee you that the person that you ghost will say to you these things. So anybody listen to me very carefully. If someone has enough, you know, chutzpah to tell you why they're, don't be mean. Say to them, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing your feelings with me. And thank you so much for not ghosting me. Now I can move on with my day and I can find the person that wants to be with me because I deserve to be wanted. I deserve to be with someone who puts me first, and I deserve to find the person that wants to be in my life 100%. And if that's not you, thank you. That's it. Does that make sense? Nobody wants to be with someone who doesn't want to be with them. And I tell my clients that all the time. You should be number one. You are not number two. Ha, there you go. That's it. I'm leaving you with that. Everybody have a great, fabulous, wonderful weekend. Do something excellent for yourself. And as always, peace, love, and so much truth. Oh yeah, don't forget, go get my books. One Happy Divorce, Hold the Bullshit, and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. As always, everybody, follow me on Jennifer Hurwitz at Jennifer Hurwitz on Facebook, Jennifer Hurwitz Biz. Join the Facebook group, Doing Divorce Right podcast on Facebook, and follow me on Instagram at Doing Divorce Right. Love you guys. Have a great weekend, and bye. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review anywhere you get your episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.